League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Mr. John Eid. He is the president of Argus Research. We normally Skype into him in New York. He's a man who's run an organisation that basically is not on the buy side or the sell side, hopefully on the right side. John, welcome to London.
Thanks, Nick. Glad to be here in studio with you.
Now, you've been obviously watching the markets for as long as me. This year we went in, we had a dip, we've rallied, we've made record highs, and you predicted this, to be fair to you. Now we're going into the fall. September, October are historically bad months in the market, and we've got this tricky situation of the US general election. We've got Hillary Clinton obviously having her troubles. Apparently she feels much better now. Are we going to continue this uptrend, or do you think maybe we're ripe for some sort of correction?
Well, I could see us being flattish into the elections based on the uncertainty of, you know, who might win or if the Democrats may grab the Senate. But I think if you move beyond the politics, the underlying fundamentals for U.S. stocks are still pretty bullish. I'll give you three examples. What's the point investing in bonds? Interest rates are at historical lows. You can get a higher dividend yield on the S&P 500 than you can a yield on the 10-year benchmark T-bond. Two, corporate profits are going to start to pick up. You didn't see that in the second quarter. You're going to see flat numbers in the third quarter. I think you're going to see double digits in the fourth quarter and into 2017 as the oil market recovers. And three, I think the U.S. economy is going to be picking up as well with a weaker dollar, with a strong consumer. So I think the fundamentals are still there for stocks once we get past this period of uncertainty.
Okay, so two questions on the back of that. The GDP, the actual growth rate is problematic. Non-farm payroll, they keep adjusting the numbers. And U.S. interest rates, is that a roulette call at the moment?
Well, we don't think the Fed is going to be hiking in September. And I think that was confirmed in the latest speech this week. And now the Fed's going to be quiet until they actually meet next week. So it's probably going to be December. We do think that there is going to be more than one hike in this rate hike campaign. And we are listening to what the Federal Bank Reserve bankers are saying. They're preparing the markets for a modest amount of hikes. So maybe one more this year, so two by the end of 2017.
Wow.
Interest rates are still going to be historically low. But that short end is headed a little bit higher.
Understood.
In the U.S.
So in terms of the U.S. of A, let's talk about growth. Where do you see growth the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, at the GDP level, I think we're going to see growth in the consumer sector. Unemployment is at historically low levels, 4.9%. Companies are still kicking off 150, 190, 200,000 jobs a month. So that's going to keep the consumer pretty buoyant for the next few months. I think exporters are going to start to do better. You know, the dollar spiked higher for 2 years in 14 and 15. It stabilized and headed a little bit lower in 2016. I think also government spending is going to pick up a little bit. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have talked about infrastructure products, you know, rebuilding the crumbling bridges and highways in the U.S. So you might see a little bit more government spending as well.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the general election. Okay, should the markets discount the outcome? There was a famous investment manager, Bill Fisher, basically said, ignore the politics, ignore everything. The tape is saying this market is a bull market and it's set to continue. Will we look back in December, January, if there's any sort of pullback based on the US general election, that would be a buying opportunity?
I think it would be, and I don't think there's going to be that much of a pullback based on the election. You know, chances are there's going to be gridlock.
So you don't see a Brexit-type situation in the US markets if the outcome is Mr. Trump?
I don't think so, because I don't think as much is going to potentially change as you know, having the UK leave the European Union and have to rewrite all the trade agreements and everything. I think Donald Trump has some pretty outlandish statements that he's made, but it's, I think, going to be hard for him to follow through with them as a president. And even if he does win, it doesn't look like, I think the Senate is now in play, and almost certainly he's not going to have a filibuster-proof Senate. So there'll be some forces to slow him down a little bit.
Right.
If he does win.
Okay, so the million dollar question, who's going to win general election?
Well, everything that I've seen so far in the U.S. has pointed to Hillary Clinton. She's had anywhere from a 3 percentage point lead to a 10 percentage point lead, you know, over the last 3 or 4 months. That's been coming down a little bit, you know, since the conventions. Usually whoever is winning on Labor Day wins the election, so that would favor Clinton as well. But this health scare, I think, is a real issue. And if Trump can, you know, maybe win a couple of the debates, well, then I think it's going to be a lot closer than it looks to be right now. One other factor, you know, in the U.S., it's not just a popular vote. There's something called the Electoral College. So the states end up deciding. And it all comes down to three states at the very end: Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And Hillary Clinton has had leads in those critical states. I think that's important as well. So right now, I'd say Hillary.
Okay. So finally, they're 68 and 70 years old. Is that too old in this day and age to run a country?
Well, you know, we're certainly seeing health issues emerge. I think people are living longer. People are healthier. But I do think that there were, you know, certainly other younger candidates who were running. You know, Marco Rubio, for example, Chris Christie. And I think the American voter decided they wanted, you know, some experience or an outside viewpoint. But I bet next election they might look a little bit more at you.
Younger. And finally, Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers were recommended on our sports segment at 8-1 as being the outright winners. Any favorites there?
Well, we go to the Giants game, so we'll root for the New York Giants.
Okay, what sort of odds are they off the top of your head? Are they favorites, outsiders?
They're probably... There's always a lot of people who like to go to Vegas and bet on the Giants, so their odds are probably lower than they should be. They're probably 20, 25 to 1, so not one of the top favorites, but, you know, they've got a two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback with Eli Manning, so, you know, maybe
okay.
Third time's the charm.
New York Jets. They're the enemy, aren't they?
Yes. You're a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
I've been to see the Giants once. I've seen the Jets once also. Who's the better team?
Well, the Jets were the better team last year. They won 10 games and almost made the playoffs. But the Jets lost their first game at home this year, and the Giants won their first game on the road. They'll probably be about the same,
Stephen,
toward the end of the year.
You're a very wise man. Johnny, president of Argus Research, thank you, as always, for taking time out for the Tip TV crowd. Right, let's take a very quick break, then we'll be straight back. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.